This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister urges children to speak up about abuse. Health Minister calls for a review of recruitment of healthcare workers by developed countries. And religious community urged to impart positive values. The news in detail after the break.
The sun-kissed mountains bring peace to my...
Are you in high school? Do you like to write poems? Enter the National Environment and Planning Agency's World Environment Day Poetry Competition. Submit your dub poem, dialect, or standard English piece. You could win big and the chance to record your poem for radio. Enter by Wednesday, May 20. Competition open to students in Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, St. Thomas, St. Anne, and St. Mary. For more info, check out the NEPA website or Facebook page NEPA-JM or call 754-7540.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is encouraging children to report all forms of abuse or inappropriate behavior to their parents or a trusted adult. Mrs. Simpson-Miller reiterates that attacks on the nation's children will not be condoned, noting that perpetrators will be severely punished under the law.
And if you feel someone is treating you in a way they should not, and if you think they are behaving inappropriately and suggestively with you, or causing you any form of pain or discomfort, go straight away to your parents and let them know. Tell your teachers, tell your guidance counselor, tell your pastor or your principal, and they will call the police.
The Prime Minister was addressing Girls' Day celebrations at the Liberty Academy on Tuesday. She restated that the government will be amending the legislation to further protect children from abuse and neglect. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is calling for an urgent review of global practices surrounding the recruitment of healthcare workers by developed countries. He says the World Health Assembly resolution on the Global Code of Practice for International Recruitment of Specialist Healthcare Workers by Developed Countries poses a challenge to lower and upper middle income countries, including Jamaica. Dr. Ferguson says the recruitment of nurses is a particular concern.
We remain challenged by the recruitment of specialist health workers by developed countries that can afford higher remuneration and benefits. In this context, we will continue to strengthen our training program. However, the review of WHA resolution on Global Code of Practice on International Recruitment of Health Personnel remains an important issue for attention.
Dr. Ferguson was making his contribution to the plenary discussion on building resilient health systems at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland on Tuesday. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil has commended the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, on its latest campaign in major international markets in partnership with the local accommodations and attraction sectors. The campaign is to drive continued increase in arrivals during the fall season. Minister McNeil's commendation came prior to his departure for the international seminar, Multi-Destination Opportunities for Regional Integration in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The seminar got underway Tuesday, May 19, and should see the tourism minister moderating a panel discussion on the importance of tourism routes as part of regional cooperation agreements. While in Haiti, Minister McNeil will also participate in the 58th meeting of the World Tourism Organization, UNWTO Commission for the Americas, set for Thursday, May 21. Both the commission meeting and the international seminar are jointly organized by the Haitian government and the UNWTO. Minister McNeil, who is accompanied by the ministry's permanent secretary, Jennifer Griffith, will return to the island on Friday, May 22. And Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, is calling on the religious community to help curb inappropriate and antisocial behavior among youth. Reverend Thwaites says, given the spiritual awareness of the population, the church is the main group that can help in restoring values where it has been lost.
The state can do so much. We can encourage ethical and moral behavior as the cornerstone of our administration of schools and the pedagogy we offer. But frankly speaking, that will only take us so far. But what other institution but the church can we call on to help us with arresting the social decline, with assisting with the re-socialization of so many of our young people?
He was addressing the launch of the United Theological College of the West Indies Distance Education Program on Monday. Minister Thwaites has commended the institution for the new mode of study. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Yubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.